WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, lovebirds. Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Relationship Goals. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that often gets pushed aside in the whirlwind of romance. Self-care. Yeah, I know. You're probably thinking, self-care isn't that just bubble baths and face masks. Trust me, there's so much more to it than that. Think about it, how can you truly pour love into your partner if you're running on empty? It's like trying to fill a cup that's already cracked. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for building a healthy, vibrant relationship. So buckle up, buttercup, because we're about to unpack 5 powerful takeaways that will rock your world and help you prioritize those much-needed me moments. First things first. Self-care isn't just about pampering yourself. It's about actively nurturing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. This means making time for activities that recharge your batteries, whether it's a good book, a walk in nature, or catching up with friends. Ever felt like you were constantly giving without receiving anything back? You know that feeling when you're running on fumes and you snap at someone because you're just exhausted? Yeah, self-care helps prevent those moments. Second, be honest with yourself about your needs. We all have different love languages, right? Well, self-care is like speaking your own personal language of love. It's about recognizing what truly nourishes your soul and then making time for it. Maybe you need quiet solitude to recharge, or perhaps a good workout gets your energy flowing. Listen to those inner whispers, babe. They're trying to tell you something important. Third, remember that saying no is not a dirty word. It's actually a superpower. Learning to set healthy boundaries is crucial for self-care. It means prioritizing your time and energy, even if it means saying no to requests that drain you or don't align with your goals. Think of it like this. You wouldn't pour water into a broken vase, would you? Same goes for your precious energy, protect it. Number 4. Make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Just like brushing your teeth, it needs to be a daily habit. Schedule time in your day for activities that bring you joy and peace. Even 15 minutes of mindful breathing or a short walk can make a world of difference. And finally, remember that self-care is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you're on top of the world, and others when you're struggling to keep your head above water. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the wins, and don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Just keep moving forward, one step at a time. Okay, let's get real for a sec. Ever been in a situation where you felt completely drained? Maybe your partner was going through something tough or you had a stressful week at work. You were so tired and worn out that even the thought of taking a shower seemed like a monumental task. You probably pushed yourself to keep going, trying to be there for everyone else but secretly wishing for a moment to recharge. Well, imagine this. Instead of letting yourself hit rock bottom, you remembered that self-care is not an option, it's a necessity. So, you took a deep breath, put on your favorite playlist, and booked yourself a hot yoga class. Afterwards, you felt like a new person, energized, focused, and ready to tackle whatever life threw your way. See? That's the power of self-care. So remember, lovebirds, taking care of yourselves is not just about looking good, it's about feeling good inside and out. When you prioritize your own needs, you create space for a healthier, happier relationship with your partner and with yourself. Now, go forth and slay those self-care goals. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder that they deserve some TLC. And if you have any stories about how self-care has transformed your life, drop them in the comments below. Until next time, keep shining bright, my lovelies.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.